This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We are leaving today for South by Southwest Interactive, where we'll have conversations with a lot of different people about technology. But some of our Marketplace pals are already there covering the EDU portion of the conference. Among them, Learning Curve reporter Adrian Hill. Adrian, how's it going?
You know, it's all right, Ben. We haven't had any big ragers to report, but it's been pretty fun. I've been actually racing around learning about ways teachers are adding games to their classes and been talking to a lot of people about kids' feelings.
Feelings, nothing more. Okay, so why is this an important topic down there?
Well, it's interesting, right? There's a lot of discussion here about social and emotional learning, whether a student believes she can learn through practice, whether she feels respected, whether she feels like she belongs in class. I asked Harvard professor Hunter Gelbach why these very human skills were coming up at South by Southwest EDU.
At our very core, we are fundamentally social creatures. So if students are preoccupied with this fundamental need that they don't feel like they belong, that they're being bullied, there's no way they're going to pay attention to what's going on in the classroom.
These skills, he says, help kids learn. And some sessions, Ben, have been even more feeling edge.
Feeling edge, I'm assuming that's a play on cutting edge?
Yes, I invented it. It's like cutting edge, but with feelings.
I assume there's a real example of this?
Yes, there was a session earlier in the week about student mindfulness, helping students get in touch with themselves and their feelings. Here's Aaron Sheriff, who teaches mindfulness to kids.
It might look like students sitting on the floor doing postures that look like yoga. It might look like eating a raisin and really being fully present with that raisin and actually noticing what it tastes like instead of thinking about the math lesson that they have to do next or the fight that they had at their home before they came into the classroom.
All right, so Adrian, does this topic have something to do with concerns about how attached kids and students are becoming to technology these days?
There is a sense that kids maybe need to take a step back from their constantly connected world that they live in. But there are also interesting applications of technology in the social and emotional space. Galbach told me about a virtual reality project in the works that will allow kids to experience different perspectives in sort of a bullying situation. And tech is helping researchers like him get better data to prove that these social skills actually improve learning.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben.